It's Whiplash on Southern California's Rock Station, 95.5 KLOS. It's Full Battle Jackie, and this week we've got Breaking Benjamin guitarist and solo artist Keith Wallen. How are you, Keith?
I am outstanding. How are you?
I'm doing well. Happy to have you on the show for the very first time. Keith, you've got this new solo record called Infinity Now. And Keith, every experience brings something new. What have you pulled from your previous bands and now working in this second era with very talented musicians in Breaking Benjamin that helped prepare you to go out solo in recent years?
You know, I think that, we pick up, everything as much as we can just from just living life, not just, being on tour with Breaking Ben, but just the human condition, it's a wild roller coaster for sure. I would say that gratitude, just being grateful because, I think the pandemic showed us that, stuff can go away pretty fast if you're not looking. So just really grateful to be out here playing music, obviously with Breaking Benjamin and with my new solo stuff too. One thing that I really try to, kind of put out there is a lot of people ask me why do the solo music when, you're busy with Breaking Benjamin? The answer is I just want to make as much music as I can while I'm alive on this earth. So that's pretty much it. That's the easy answer right there, man.
Breaking Benjamin guitarist Keith Wallen with us on the show. Breaking Benjamin and Stained are playing at the Honda Center on October 3rd. Tickets are on sale. Text the word FMJ to 68683 right now for your chance at two tickets furnished by Live Nation. Good luck. Still to come, music from Motorhead. Plus, we've got more with Keith, and we'll check out a track from his new solo record, Infinity Now, next. It's Whiplash, a 95.5 KLOS. It's Full Metal Jackie. Keith Wallen with us on the show this week, and Keith, you recently released the song Strings, which you described on social media as having bits of a Jimmy Eat World, 30 Seconds to Mars, and 80s vibe. It's safe to say that your solo work pushes beyond the sounds of the world that Breaking Benjamin tends to provide. As a songwriter and artist, what are some of your biggest influences, and what is perhaps your favorite song lyric-wise from another artist that you wish you would have written?
Oh gosh, there's so many. Like you said, there's some 80s in there. There's some, Jimmy World in that song in particular. I'm a child of the 80s. I'm kind of aging myself here, but so many songs. I love some of the, old school Journey and, some of the synthwave stuff, Tears for Fears, Genesis, all kinds of stuff. The Police, huge fan of Sting and The Police and, Bryan Adams, just really just great vocalists. But yeah, I don't know. I really kind of try to dig into those influences. And yeah.
Let's check out that song Strings from Keith Wallen's new solo record Infinity Now, coming out May 3rd. It's Whiplash on 95.5 KLOS. It's Whiplash on KLOS. It's Full Battle Jackie. We've got Breaking Benjamin guitarist Keith Wallen with us on the show talking about his new solo album, Infinity Now. And Keith, in addition to your solo career and Breaking Benjamin, you've turned up more and more as a writer and sometimes guest for other bands as well in recent years. What do you look for in collaborative opportunities? And is there an artist that would be your dream collaboration?
I think just any chance to kind of get in the room with just as many talented people as I can. Writing this album, I was so fortunate enough to get in the room with some just great producers and songwriters. Really kind of helps bring out the best in my writing. You want to try to make the best song you can, I guess. More brains are better than one sometimes. It's just been a great ride. I love Metallica. They're my heroes for sure. As far as collab, honestly, I would probably just sit there in awe and just be like, if I could just hang out in the room and watch you guys, that'd be a good enough collab for me as far as them.
Full Metal Jackie. Keith Wallen from Breaking Benjamin with us once again. His new solo record, Infinity, now coming out May 3rd. And Breaking Benjamin and Stained are playing at the Honda Center on October 13th. Join us again tomorrow night for more with Keith. We'll check out another track from Infinity Now. Plus, we'll give you another shot at tickets to that show with Breaking Benjamin in October. And we'll get to music from Iron Maiden. We'll check out that Billy Morrison Ozzy tune, Megadeth, and so much more. It's Full Metal Jackie. Thanks for hanging out with me for another edition of Whiplash. I'm here every Monday and Tuesday night at midnight. You can hit me up on Twitter and Instagram at Full Metal Jackie. Facebook is FullMetalJackie666, and check out the Whiplash page at 95.5KLOS.com for upcoming guests, ticket giveaways, and podcasts of all of my interviews. And don't forget, KLOS presents the OC Hair Metal Meltdown Friday, June 21st at the Honda Center, featuring Great White Slaughter, Quiet Riot, and Vixen. It will be an epic night of rock. Tickets starting as low as $30 are on sale now at HondaCenter.com, and you can win your way in by listening here on KLOS. Leaving you off tonight with Rob Zombie. It's Whiplash on KLOS. See ya. It's Whiplash on KLOS. It's Full Metal Jacket. We've got Keith Wallen from Breaking Benjamin with us on the show this week. And Keith, you became an integral part of Breaking Benjamin upon Ben reconstructing the band. Obviously, you have your own ideas for music, and you're someone who has shown he can go out on his own. Can you discuss what that relationship has been like working with a creative mind such as Ben Burnley, and what has made this a rewarding experience for you?
I mean, it's been great. Ben is super supportive of, my solo music. He realizes that, if my solo career does well, it does nothing but help Breaking Benjamin and vice versa. So, I think some other bands and other lead singers probably wouldn't feel that way. They'd probably be real protective and not want to kind of dilute the brand. But, I'm in no shape or form any kind of threat to Breaking Benjamin at all. So he's just been absolutely supportive. The rest of the guys have been so supportive and helped out a lot with just various things, listening to mixes and stuff like that. And, Ben, every chance he gets, he kind of announces, we'll be on stage. I actually recently just opened up for Breaking Ben, which Ben ribs me about, like opening for myself. But he takes the opportunity to really kind of talk about my music and make sure that people know that I've got music on the side and for them to check it out. So super grateful.
Keith Wallen's new solo record, Infinity Now, is coming out on May 3rd. We're going to check out another track from it after the break. And of course, Breaking Benjamin and Stained playing at the Honda Center on October 13th. Tickets are on sale. Text the word FMJ to 68683 right now for your chance at two tickets furnished by Live Nation. Coming up, music from Megadeth and more with Breaking Benjamin guitarist Keith Wallen. It's Whiplash on Southern California's rock station, 95.5 KLOS. It's Full Metal Jackie. We have got Breaking Benjamin guitarist Keith Wallen with us talking about his new solo album, Infinity Now. And let's talk about the new song, Headspace Holiday. It allows you to delve into the mental health space a little bit. What do you do when things get a little stressed out in your world? Do you have things that help you decompress?
Absolutely. One thing, just kind of step outside, get some sunshine. I think more often than not, where, you turn on the news and there's just so much just bad news all the time, constantly just being bombarded with it. So, I think just kind of, trying to find a mental break from that kind of stuff, get outside, enjoy nature. I really try to pour myself into my music and try to escape that way. And really, I want to try to be the escape for people when they listen to my music. I don't want, there's no agendas or message or anything. It's just like, hey, just listen to rock and roll and I want to try to be the escape from all that stuff. So, yeah.
Keith Wallen from Breaking Benjamin with us. He's going to be picking music as well this hour from his new solo record, Infinity Now, Headspace Holiday on Whiplash. It's Whiplash on 95.5 KLOS. It's Full Metal Jackie. We've got Breaking Benjamin guitarist Keith Wallen talking to us about his new solo record, Infinity Now. And Keith, you obviously have, you know, this new record, but there's a balance between your solo and Breaking Benjamin. What does the rest of the year have in store for you?
Well, the balance is it's a lot of work, definitely. I'm definitely just burning the candle at both ends, for sure. But, you know, I love it. I absolutely love it. I mean, I've dreamed of just being able to just have a career and to have two separate careers, both kind of, you know, going for it. It's been amazing. So I expect the rest of the year is going to be, you know, some more music coming out. Obviously, my album comes out May 3rd. More shows, more solo shows. More shows with Breaking Benjamin, and hopefully I can meet some people out there, and you guys come check it out and say hey, and look forward to meeting everybody.
Pick up the new solo record from Keith. It is called Infinity Now. Thank you so much for taking the time, and good luck with everything to come this year.
Jackie, such a pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
And thank you for hanging out with me for another edition of Whiplash. I am here proudly every Monday and Tuesday night at midnight. Find me on Twitter and Instagram at Full Metal Jackie. Facebook is Full Metal Jackie 666. Of course, you can check out the Whiplash page at 955klos.com for upcoming guests, ticket giveaways, and you can check out podcasts of every single interview that I've ever done here on Whiplash. I'm going to leave you off tonight with Temple of the Dog. The only studio record they ever did came out 33 years ago today, and this is my favorite song from the record. It's Full Metal Jackie on Whiplash. See ya. Some